All right, good to be back in Mankato, and we appreciate the university here and the city and the great relationship here. So we're excited to be back in Mankato, our 50th season of training camp here, and we're excited about the team, and we've got some great events coming up in training camp. This Saturday night we've got a fireworks and football practice, and we're going to be honoring Mick Tinglehoff. We're very happy for Mick and his family getting into the Hall of Fame, and a lot of good things happening, so we're real glad to be here. Well, I think it's a good place to be together, get some team building, and I think Coach Zimmer spoke to it the other day, and just have that camaraderie and team building experience and kind of build off of what happened at OTAs and get it to the next level. So it's been a good experience here.
Are you negotiating Mark, to finish extend a contract with the
Yes, MSU? we're in the process of talking to the folks here and looking to extend our relationship here.
Mark, I know Ziggy talked last month about Adrian Peterson returning, but how pleased are you with the way that he's seemingly gone from potentially discontent to very happy as a reworked contract, and it seems like it's, you know, just like the old days.
Well, we're happy Adrian's back. Obviously, he's a unique talent and a good person, and we're happy he's here playing for us, and we can't wait for the season to get going here.
Are you surprised at how quickly he's seemingly become re-ingrained, if that's the right word, back into Minnesota?
Well, he's had a good history here with the Vikings and with the community, and we know the kind of person Adrian is, so that's all in the rearview mirror as far as some of that stuff goes, and we're looking forward to him being a big part of our team coming forward.
What are your expectations for this team this year?
Well, obviously, we're very excited, but as Coach Zimmer has said, there's a lot of hard work ahead of us. So we're here to work, and I know we've got a great coaching staff and a great group of talent here, but there's a lot of work ahead to get where we're at, but we're very excited.
10 years, does it feel like it's been 10 years?
It's our 11th season, and a lot of good moments here, and but we're still in the quest for our ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl championship and to bring one to Minnesota. So we have a lot of faith in our coaches, our GM, and our players to work hard and make good things happen.
A lot of people are predicting a big leap this year. Do you like that, or do you kind of like having the guys to serve that underdog role?
Again, I'm gonna just kind of follow on Coach Zimmer's cue here on this, and predictions or not, we know that we have to work inside here, within our team, within the team meetings, within the practices, preseason games. It's a long road ahead. So, but again, we like the direction of where this football team is going.
The commissioner upheld Tom Brady's suspension today. I'm just curious, from a standpoint of league integrity, what is your comment on that whole episode?
Well, for myself and our ownership, it's really not our place to really comment on that, and we'll leave that to the league and so forth to comment. We're focused right now on the 2015 Vikings, and that's where our focus is.
How many times have you had a chance to view this new stadium, and what are your impressions of it?
Quite a bit. In fact, I was over there yesterday, took a tour, and I'm amazed every couple weeks that I get to visit here just how much progress is going on. We can't be more, we're very thankful for all the hard work, all the workers, thousands of workers that are doing such an amazing job, and a lot of progress that I think our fans driving by can see. So, our number one goal has always been the best fan experience, get to be a world-class organization. I think this stadium is a big step in getting us there.
What are some of the signature pieces of that stadium that stand out to you?
Well, I think you see the skin coming in now and the look. I think the shaping of it, the unique design, the west doors that are going to start getting delivered in the next few weeks. So there are a lot of unique features to it. I think when the fans get in it and experience, obviously the ETFB, the clear roof, has been a lot of talk about it. And we think all these features are going to make it state-of-the-art and something fans all over the world are going to want to see.
Mark, what's the collaboration been like with Coach Zimmer? He's coming into his second year, and the working relationship that you two have kind of forged over the time.
Excellent. I mean, there's no other word to say. I mean, he's all about business. He's all about hard work. And I think from what the fans have seen on the field and off the field, we feel very, very confident in Coach Zimmer and his staff.
With Peterson back, Bridgewater going into his second year and being highly touted, is this the most optimistic maybe you've been for a while entering the season, perhaps?
Again, we're very excited. I would say, personally, it's the most excited I've been since we purchased the team. But, again, there's a lot of hard work ahead. The optimism comes not just so much about the talent, but also what we have in terms of organizationally, structurally. We have a GM and a coach and coaching staff we believe in. We feel we have a pool of talent, but again, a lot of hard work ahead of us to get where we want to go.
So even more optimistic than some of the Favre years, it sounds like.
Well, it's hard. Listen, we're excited every year for training camp. Mm-hmm. The season always has a lot of hope, and a lot has to happen. It's a long road ahead of us, so let's not read too much one way into things or another. We need to get to work, and we have five preseason games and a long season ahead of us, and just a lot of work to get to where we want to go.
Last couple, we good?
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you all.